Hello, brains, and good morning. Welcome to another edition of On the Edge with April Mahoney. Right there, who is that? Charlotte Freebolk, yes. She is here from Florida, and we're going to talk about manifesting. Manifesting the things that you want in your life. You know, that's a big $25 word. Here we go again. And I tell you all the time, I want to understand, what does that look like in her world? What does that look like in the things that she brings forth and that she helps her clients with? That's so important. I want to hear about her travel from Denmark to the United States, becoming an entrepreneur, working a business, being a mother of three, work-life balance. All this good stuff is important. And we need to understand so that we can level up, or you know what? Just level out. How about that? So brains, help me welcome our guest today, Charlotte Freebolt, right there. Hi, how are you, baby?
Hello, April. I'm very, very good. I'm super excited to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
My brains are glad to have you right here on the Edge with April Mahoney all day. That's right. So Charlotte, let's start with your story, okay? I want to hear, how was life in Denmark? You know, growing up in there, what were some of the great things that you experienced? I mean, maybe some of the foods that you tasted and memories that you have from your native country.
Oh my goodness. I love that question. It's interesting because when I think this is very common for people when they grow up somewhere and have like a good life, not to really think about it. I for sure did not really think a lot about how lucky I was growing up in a country like Denmark, which is very safe. It's a country that takes good care of the people. It's a small country. So I had food on the table every day. I know today I was very, very lucky. However, I went through my own, you know, childhood traumas and challenges that I got very angry about later in my life and was blaming and pointing fingers at, you know, my mom and people around me instead of taking responsibility, which I think we will talk more about later. But it was, looking back now, where I am now, I actually feel such a deep gratitude for having that background growing up in that country, because I know what is possible. And even when we live through challenge, I know what is possible for us to create in life. And I think from having lived there and now living in the US is also realizing how much good there is in the world. There's also a lot of things we want to get rid of.
Exactly. A lot of
right. Chaos. But if we can learn from each other, and I think we can bring this world to a way different place if we can learn from each other.
So much, yeah, but it's not just so much learning from one another, because you know what? If we don't implement the learning, it's all in vain.
Totally.
You know, I mean, you can have the great recipe for a cake and you never bake it. It's all in vain. Now, you lived in a very safe country. You know, I hear Denmark is pretty rich too. I hear the currency is pretty good over there. So you come here to the United States, you transplant yourself to the United States with your family, and there's a culture shock, okay? Because here in America, we are pretty parsnickety. You know, we want you to really quickly to assimilate. Forget about acculturating and bringing your cultures from Europe here to the United States. We want you to get right in line. What did that feel like as starting your own business? How did that feel to you in a foreign country?
Right. That was scary. That was very scary because, I mean, first of all, I want to make it clear that making this move was a very conscious decision. Because as much I love my home country, I also felt it was very important to get my kids exposed to other cultures. I traveled a lot earlier in my life and lived in England, and I knew how much I gained from meeting people with different background. And it was important for me to give the kids that opportunity, and both my husband and I were on that same page. So that was kind of the main reason why we made the move. However, when we landed here, when we arrived here, oh my goodness, that was a shock, because there were a lot of things I wasn't prepared for. there were, I was in situations that was like really a wake up call because of the differences. For example, I in Denmark, because it's so small and safe, you don't worry when you send your kids out playing. Here, I experienced one time, I let my daughter literally bike around the small block where we lived. And then I walked out and another mom followed her home and said, you should not let your daughter bike without. That was one thing. Another day I dropped my oldest son off. He started school right away after we moved here and the two little ones were still home with me. And it was one morning where it was just like late. We got out of the door late. The little ones were in their pajamas. I said, you know what? Just stay in the car here while I walk your brother across the street to the school. And I did. Took a few minutes. And I came back and there were two other moms standing next to the car saying, are they your kids in the car? I said, sure. If I was you, I better leave right away because someone already called the police. And I was like, what? I had no idea. So, and then a lot of other, experience, but there are things, and I went to shopping malls and people said, don't let your kids be so far away from you. Right. And I was like, what is this about? All this fear. But anyways, I found a way to maneuver to say, okay, how can I bring in the Danish, bring my kids up, teach them the things and values and freedom that, right, I knew they would experience it in a different way in Denmark. How can I do that? And at the same time, respect the laws here, respect, this is a different reality. It's a different country and combine that. And it took time and it was a good experience.
It is. So and you know what? Safety, you can never go wrong with safety. It's just embarrassing. I had a friend that visited here from China and he had his daughter. And I looked around and his daughter was gone. She had went to the bathroom and I looked at him and I said, David, where's your daughter? Where's your daughter? And he goes, she went to the bathroom. And I'm like, okay, she went to the bathroom by herself. Let me go there and get her. So it's a different time and it's unfortunate. And things can happen in Denmark, just like they can happen in the United States of America. But what we want to talk about is the goodness. Now, you've had the transparency of Denmark, and you've had the realization of the United States. But in between the two of those, you talk about manifestation. Now, you said you lived a pretty charmed life. You had a little bantering back and forth as an adolescent. We all do that. But what does the word, number one, manifest, mean to you?
Manifest for me means that we all have desires and just a quick review and a lot of just for people to really understand why this is also so important for me. I just want to give a very quick review because I was actually not a wanted child. My mom got pregnant with me. It was like an accident and there were a lot of things in my childhood that was not talked about, emotions stuffed away. I wanted to dance and sing and be that light. And that light was, I was being asked to dim that light, so to speak. So I learned that, I adjusted with that. And the way that the way I was brought up and maybe not supported the way my parents were not able to, it happened that in my mid-20s, I actually got into depression and I seriously, was thinking about how can I end my life because I was like, I just could not see any solutions. And back to the manifestation, because there was that little light in me that wanted things. I just didn't know how. And because often when we, and I want to say this, because often when we talk about manifestations, we talk about the big things, the big cars, the big house, the money and the big job and all that. And that is important too. But I think what is important is to start within. And this is the magic where when we want to be good manifestors in life, because we can manifest, I really believe we can manifest anything we want. And I like to talk about the whole life circle. Talk about our entire life. when at that time when I was in that deep depression, I started was that like there was something in me said no, that there was just like a calling. I had one person I knew I could call, and it was my aunt, and ask for help. And then I got help, and that was the pivotal moment where I started. I asked for help, and it came like that. And I learned how to break that thought pattern in my brain. So
because
I moved forward with my life.
So brains, you know, I need you to understand something too. Like I said, manifestation is a big $25 word. And everyone thinks that it's good and glorious, but you can manifest some drama, okay? You can manifest some negativity. It's that neurolinguistic programming. It's that conversation that you have inside your brain. What are you saying to yourself? What are you letting rattle around over and over? Who are you letting pour into you? What is feeding into you? What is growing organically from that? Is it rotten fruit? You know, because you got to judge a tree by the fruit that it bears. And manifestation is, it's a big thing, you know, and I want you to really take it seriously. Oh, I'm a manifester, or I'm a manifesting coach. You know, you have to be careful of the people that you work with, what you tell them and what you tell yourself and how you practice that. So when you use the tools of manifestation, are we looking at journaling? Are we looking at Reiki? Are we looking at hypnotherapy? Are we looking at neurolinguistic programming? Are we looking at meditation? Are we looking at our spirituality? Are all of these things key components in your recipe for success?
I have a lot of components, and it all, I mean, I'll use whatever I find appropriate for each person. I think just to go a few steps back, because I think, and this is the essential part that I'll always start with, is to remind the person of take responsibility. Because we gotta take, that's the first thing. Yep. That's the foundation when we talk about manifesting, whatever it is, whether it's feeling good, whether it's the money, whether it's the job, the ideal job, you name it, a partner, friends. It's taking responsibility for, and I love what you said before, for what, because we attract both the good and the bad. And I attracted that childhood. I attracted that teenagehood. I attracted that depression, but I just wasn't aware. So here's the goal, is that we can learn, when we get to learn more about this and be more conscious and aware of what we think about, how we program our brain, we have the power to change this. Sometimes, whatever it is, sometimes that journey can be longer or shorter. And it also depends on how much we take ownership of anything in our life. And I know some people will say, oh, but it's not my fault that he's doing that to me or she's doing that to me.
Always. It's always somebody else's fault.
We don't have control of everything.
No.
But we are in control of how we respond, what we think about it, what we choose to think about it. And those thoughts create our emotions. That's where the whole train begins to roll, because with our emotions, we create either more of what we want or more of what we don't want. So it's all about being aware, and it's skills that can be learned. And yes, I studied NLP. I have a master practitioner in both communication and therapy. So that was actually the first step of my educational journey, because I started finding this thing about people and why we are so interesting. So that was the first step of me educating myself to do what I do now.
What is your ideal client? When someone is, you know, when they're looking, because again, you know, everybody is not going to be everybody's client. And it's a big world out there, brains. It's billions of people.
Yeah.
So you need to really edit and filter. You need to kind of streamline it when you're marketing, when you're promoting, when you're encouraging, when you're interviewing. Because again, you want to interview your client. It's not just about them coming to you. You got to make sure that you're creating a win, that you have a responsibility, because this person is entrusting themselves in you, their future, their thoughts, their finances, their heart, you know, you could have someone on the brink of, you know, chaos, leaving their spouse or leaving their job or whatever. They're looking to you to help them manifest and find clarity. So what are you looking for in your ideal client, Charlotte?
See, my ideal client is a busy mom, a mom who like really wants to be that mom to her kids that she didn't have herself. And she also has a desire to have more in life. She wants to make her own money, but she also wants to manage the rest of what we call life. And maybe she's not even there yet where she is ready, if she's home with the kids, where she can even think about how can I have time for that, but she just knows that earning those whatever amount, if it's just like a few extra bucks or $1,000, $2,000 or more,
like, self-worth is just being able to be an independent contributor and define self-worth. It's not dollar amount, it could even be volunteering.
Yeah But I know so many women go through that. What stops them is the guilt. I mean, we are brought up as females to be, I mean, I for sure was like the nice girl who always wanted to please others, who didn't want to do things that would harm others. And I know for myself, I had my own small business when we lived in Denmark. And then when we had child number two, I decided to, you know, close it down. And then we moved to the US where I had the opportunity to stay home with my kids for 8 years, and it was a deliberate decision.
Right.
But I also knew this will not be forever. I know I wanted, there was that calling to go back and make a difference and help other people. So I knew at some point I'm going back, and you asked me earlier because I was so afraid. One thing, I did it in a country where I didn't knew the laws as I did from my home country. There was so much to start to learn. And I had only worked and practiced my profession in Danish. So I wanted to refresh everything and up-level my English. And there were a lot of thoughts and limiting thoughts. So it took me a while to take that leap and say, just going to do it and trust. But there's a lot in that journey. Actually, I'm writing a lot about that in my book also, because I think when we start to do the work from inside,
right,
that's when we get the answers. That's when we meet the people, that the next person where we get the next answer to our question. And it's really a matter, again, we're going back to talk about manifestation, not to sit and wait till we've figured everything out.
Right.
Because the only way to figure things out is by taking the next step and the next step and the next step.
Asking the question. Asking the question and asking for help. Okay, Brent, yes. You know, when we talk about manifestation, that can be people, places, things, energy, health, resources, money, love, deflection. You know, you can really ask to be to manifest somebody away from you too. You know, all of these things are key components. You wrote a great book. I wish I had a copy of it. Do you have a copy of it there?
Actually, this is so cool. Very, very. I know there's a box on its way with the first printed copies.
Oh my God! Okay.
Yes. I will send you a signed copy when I get them.
Okay. Can you guys see this? I'm gonna hold this up here for a minute. This is what it's gonna look like. Look at that smile. It says, "Make your own money again. Shine your light with purpose and balance."
And actually, because since that's the cover from it was first published on Amazon in April last year. So now I have a real like New York publisher who is printing it. And they did some changes to the front. So the woman with the water pieces, she's grown. She's getting bigger. We took out, and it will be called just Make Your Own Money. Because as they said, this, what's in this book speaks to not just women or moms who haven't started making their own money, but also women who are making money but want to maybe find more purpose in their job. And that's where I can help. And that's where I know the book has already helped a lot to just be inspired how to twist ways of thinking, ways, belief systems, what we believe is possible. We so we limit ourselves with this brain, right? There's so much more.
Yeah. And it's so scary. It's really scary because, again, circling back to what we said, it's about taking responsibility. Not responsibility for what other people have done, but you have to acknowledge that because that is a contributing factor to the totality of who you are as a human being. But because someone has wronged you, that's their wrong. You need to forgive them, and that forgiveness is for yourself. It's not for the other person, okay? You're giving them space. You're allowing them to dance in your head. You're allowing them to still dictate what is going on. And you clearly decided that that's not somewhere that you wanted to be, or a place that you wanted to be at, or a job that you wanted to be at. And female brains, my mama told me from the time I was 2 years old, yes, 2 years old, God blesses the child that's got his own, okay? Women, you need to be able to have a nest egg of your own. Situations fall awry, get sick, disabled, whatever, and then you have nothing. Learn how a currency works. Learn how to save it. Learn how to invest it. Get with some other women. Get Charlotte's book. Work with Charlotte. She is a mastermind. I'm telling you, the folks in Denmark, they're not complaining about separating from the European Union. They got money in Denmark brains. And they're smart with it. But they're also very culturally sensitive, and they work together. They don't work against. And that's what we're doing here in the United States. We're just working against an ugly force. So, Charlotte, I just love you, and I adore you and everything that you're doing. I want my brains to get in contact with you. I want them to purchase the book. As soon as the book is released, I'm going to be running it. I'm going to be promoting it here on The Edge. Please share some encouraging words as we close out our interview about, you know, really what you want my brains to take away, a few good takeaways, and definitely how to contact you to work with you.
Yeah, thank you so much, April. And actually, I want to give your audience a gift, because they can wait and they can buy the book in the bookstores in June, this summer. It will be out, but they also can get a free PDF copy straight from my inbox by going to www.makeyourownmoneyagain.com. makeyourownmoneyagain.com. It's very easy. And that way they get an email straight from my email and can respond right away back if they have any questions, or you know, if they have read the book, have any questions, or wants to know maybe how to work with me, then they have direct contact with me.
Well, we want them to have direct contact with you. We want them to follow you. We want them to connect with you. So one great way of doing that is to sign up. Sign up for... go ahead, baby.
Yeah, and I want to say the encouraging word is I spend a lot of my life waiting for the right moment. And I know a lot of people do that. They hesitate, and it's often the fear. You can read more about that in the book. But what if I could give, as you asked me to do, one final encouraging word is, if there's that seed of inspiration in you, I encourage you to trust it. That is a message. So if you don't know right now what the next step is to do, just ask. Let go, and whatever thoughts, even if you wake up 3 o'clock in the morning with an idea, trust it and take action on it. And so it's to be a good manifestor. Doesn't have to, it's not about working hard. It's not about burning ourselves out. It's about listen to that inner voice and take those little action steps each and every day. And if we recall, we will see tremendous. I mean, and that I'm giving so many tips in the book. I do recommend reading it, so download it for free, because if we do that continuously, you will see that life can truly turn around. Whatever circumstance you're in right now, it can turn around like Like, yeah, totally.
Yeah. 360. And you know, the 360, yeah, 360 may not be, it may not be the resolution that you want, right? You got to realize that too. When the universe, God, spirit, however you want to frame it, is in control, you need to be able to just be able to sit with and absorb what the result is. It may be something that you never even thought. It could be brighter. It could be better. It could be a little bit of challenging. But again, what don't kill you will make you strong.
So true. But if we listen to that, I mean, there are just unlimited potential and opportunities in this universe. And you're right. But the main thing is we can decide. We can make a lot of choices ourselves, and we can decide what path we take, how we want to feel, and we can feel good while we are on the journey towards something. It's not about when we get there. We can feel excited and good and courageous and faithful and trust. Just take sometimes a little practice, but
it's all about the acceleration. It's about enjoy the ride up. Mm-hmm. Enjoy the ride up. So thank you so much. Brains, I need you to go back and listen to other edgy conversations. Sign up for the YouTube channel. Sign up for Blog Talk Radio. I'm on Spotify, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, the whole nine. We've got great interviews. We are going to have Charlotte in the watch party over and over again. You know, your interviews never die here on the Edge. I'll see you 6 months from now and wonder what you're doing. What? And pop you in front of the audience because you're great. You're smart. You're brainy. You care. You manifest. And you take responsibility for your actions. Thank you so much, Charlotte Freebo, for being here on the Edge with us, all the way from Florida. And you're a smart woman. I love you, and I love your courage, and I support you 110%. Come on back, visit with us, and let me know when that book is out so we can share it with the world. Okay?
Thank you, Abel. Thank you so much for having me here.
All right. Bye, brains. Have an exceptional day. I'm counting on you. Only you can do it.